Dallas, tadi kita lagi, hari tu je, jadi tu saya dia, saya mana, tuan buku baru siapa ni cerita ni, senjir ni cuba cium orang lepas cuba cium, senjir mana ni tu mungkin lagi macam tu, macam tu, cuma ni senjir lah cuba cium orang lepas, langsir tu apa, tapi tu mungkin ni, jadi tu je saya dia muda, saya mana lepas ni faham muda ni.
他那出门的车辆也速度，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，我是，
So they're here, but obviously there's arguments, because we said that in the practice of Tantra, we gain the state of enlightenment within the brief lifetime, and attainment of, in other words, the attainment of of enlightenment is swifter than the practice that we find in the perfection vehicle or the sutra system. So now here there's arguments, because it says so far as attainment of emptiness and attainment of bodhicitta is concerned, there's not a slightly difference between the two. And how would one could actually, one claims that the engaging in the practice of the Tantra is swifter way to state in achieving state of enlightenment. So then it also says, because it also says now here, even though that those, the path, the perfection vehicle, the path, and this, as well as the three Lord Tantras, serves as a path to enlightenment, but that does not necessarily that they, by relying upon those path alone, will gain the state of enlightenment. In order to gain the complete state of enlightenment, one must rely upon the practice, what you call the highest yoga tantra practice. So highest yoga, in addition to those perfection practice of perfection vehicle and three vehicles, three law vehicles of the tantra, one needs to undertake the practice of what we call the highest yoga tantra to gain the state of enlightenment. So therefore, now here we reach the chapter. It says, one scholar says, you cannot state that the disciples of the mantra do not need to train in limitless distance from the generosity and so on, because training in the practice from awakening mind to sixth perfection are shared path to both Mahayana vehicles. So Mahayana vehicles here refers to the perfection vehicle. And reply, so then it's in, responding to this questions or the arguments. Reply that it's not logically necessary, because what is shared is merely the awakening mind. That is the basis of practice and coarse body of the path training in the six perfections. But training in limitless distance forms of generosity and so forth is different from the path of the mantra, because this is said in the condensed stage of the path and illuminating lamp.
I think 되네 전에 좀 무슨 모르겠다. 나 나라 통화를 그랬잖아. 저도 영어 그런 게 너무 뭐 좋더니 나는 뭐라 했더니 돈이 또 투자로. 내가 저도 영어 그런 게요. 그런 그런 때문에 내가 집에 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 차니. 근데 집에 투자다. 사실 그거 단일 그래야지. 제가 좀 되는 거.
So here, now, when it comes to the practice of the method aspects, such as the practice of generation of bodhicitta and compassion, and there's not slightly difference between the two, the practice of tantra and the sutra. This practice of generation of bodhicitta and the practice of compassion is commonly shared by both the vehicles or both the practitioners. So now when it comes to the application of antidotes towards the afflictions or the defilements, then there's a difference between the two. Because in this, according to the sutra system, when you apply the antidotes towards the negative thoughts and emotions or the afflictions, it is done on the basis of gradual manner. And it takes a very long period of time to really eradicate completely with their imprints, negative thoughts and emotions or the mental afflictions. Because it begins from, initially it begins from the applying antidote towards the gross level of negative thoughts and emotions or the gross level of afflictions. This then eventually or the gradually followed by the application of antidotes towards the subtle level of defilements or the mental afflictions. So therefore, it is innumerable eons or time to really to overcome those negative thoughts and emotions, and in other words, to uproot the imprints of those mental afflictions. Whereas in the Tantra, when it comes to the application of antidote, the very negative thoughts and emotions, the affliction itself, can be transformed into the nature of path. So therefore, it doesn't really require a separate application of antidote towards the negative thoughts and emotions, but rather the very negative afflictions and emotions can be transformed in the nature of path. Therefore, it is for this reason the practice of the Tantra is said to be leading to the state of enlightenment swifter. So there's an example that you could find in that tantric commentary, the various tantric commentaries. It says, just as as the as a worm that are actually, you know, born inside the trunk of the tree can eat away and worn away the trees. Similarly, the affliction, such as attachment, anger, and so on, so forth, are actually generated from the negative thoughts and emotions or the afflictions. But the very generation of those anger and hatred can be transformed into the path, and it becomes a direct antidote towards negative thoughts and emotions or the mental afflictions.
Mm-hmm.
So, according to the Perfection Vehicle Sutra, it is said there's no way that the negative thoughts, such as attachment and so on, can be transformed into the path leading to a state of enlightenment. Because those negative thoughts and emotions, such as hatred and anger, cannot really ascertain emptiness, let alone ascertaining emptiness, but it cannot even see how things really are. In other words, it's our object correctly. It cannot ascertain object correctly. So therefore, it is not possible for those negative thoughts and emotions can become an antidote towards defilements or the delusions. So it is only through generation of wisdom realizing emptiness, and then the very generation of wisdom realizing emptiness can be then become antidotes towards mental afflictions. So therefore, it takes a longer time for the individual to gain the state of enlightenment, because the application of antidote towards the negative thoughts and emotions are very gradual manner. So at the moment, all kinds of negative thoughts and emotions that we possess, such as anger, hostility, attachment, and so on, cannot be transformed at this moment, cannot be transformed into the path. So, the negative thoughts and emotions that is present within us at this time, at this moment, as ordinary beings, and it is only become a cause for generating undisciplined state of mind, cause for giving rise to undisciplined state of mind. Although certain negative thoughts and emotions may give you a certain level of pleasurable experience, this pleasurable experience will not last long. It will not give rise to the ultimate state of happiness. Later or sooner, the very pleasurable experience that you have may become a cause for giving rise to sufferings. And that is a cause for taking a rebirth within the law realms and so on.
Then 미도 고마서 있는데 그다고 튕긴 상황 제대로 있나? 되게 탈식이 또 때문 때나 때에 내 마음 봐라. 소절 주지. 그다지로 내자라 소가 되게 치기. 내가 미비. 네. 대화다. 내자다 가는 데 타마로 비. 유 언니 또 들어야지 차야 돼. 마음 봐라. 차면 내가 나 유모들이 나의 유모들로 돌아. 되게 상황을 봐라. 하나 내가
So just again here, just by simply, you know, considering oneself as a tantric practitioner alone will not be able to transform all those negative thoughts and emotions into the aspect of the path, into the nature of the path. And particularly at this point of time, we as ordinary beings, all our gross negative thoughts and emotions, such as anger, hatred, and so on, have no power to transfer, no power of becoming themselves as a nature of path or the aspect of the path. So, therefore, considering oneself as a practitioner of tantric practitioner. And in order to transform all of those negative thoughts and emotions into the path, one needs a very strong complementary factor to become those negative thoughts and emotions as a powerful enough to transform themselves into the path that leads to the state of enlightenment. So it is therefore undertaking the practice of three law tantras. Are very, very important, essential. So it is based on the proper understanding, contemplation, and meditation on the three lower tantras. One will then eventually able to transform all those, you know, five senses, such as, you know, kaya consciousness and so forth, can be transformed into this aspect of the path. And then your, you know, desire or the attachment can be transformed into the aspect of the path. Just as Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life by Shantideva, it says, all the practice such as generosity and so forth can eventually must become a complementary factor for wisdom realizing emptiness. Similarly, one's practice of, you know, three law tantras, action, performance, yoga tantras, the practice such as the practice yoga with sign and yoga without sign must become a powerful complementary factor for transforming all those negative thoughts and emotions such as attachments into the wisdom that understanding, wisdom realizing emptiness. So all of those, you know, prior practice of three law tantras must become a complementary factor for enabling one to engage in the practice of highest yoga tantra so that negative thoughts and emotions such as attachment can understand or realize emptiness.
Yeah,
So it says that one says it cannot be asserted that the three law classes of Tantra lack the method for generating the spatial blissful awareness, realizing emptiness, through taking desire as the path, because you take the bliss derived from the observing, smiling at and holding hands with and embracing the visualized cross as a path in the three law classes of Tantra. And this is done to generate the spatial awareness, realizing emptiness. And to reply that, then the latter part of the reason is not established, because taking desire as a path to generate spatial awareness, realizing emptiness, is a feature of Highest Yoga Tantra alone, because eliminating the lamp states, taking desire for a pleasurable object and path to generate the spatial awareness, realizing emptiness, does not appear in the system other than Highest Yoga Tantra. So this is again here, Kaji ki tanda dili ya di yung mara sungwa wa rung chi. Chakwa rang lu di yor rwa. Chakwa yu tongpa yi tog shio yor es. So then from our own side here, it says our own system. So even within the three law tantras, that observing, smiling at, holding hands, embracing and visualize cross path, in the three law classes, Tantra can realize its object, which is suchness or the emptiness. So here, there are some, you know, scholars argue that it is not possible for the three law Tantra's practice, such as smiling, holding hands and so forth, cannot actually, you know, transform into the path that realizes emptiness. But from our own system, it is not so, because even smiling and holding, experiencing the blissful, having the blissful experience can attain sort of ascertain emptiness. So now here, for us, what we need to ask a question to ourselves, you know, challenge ourselves asking these questions by saying, is it possible such a blissful experience can realize emptiness? It is possible the blissful experience that we have can ascertain its object. So it is really, you know, difficult to understand or become really hard for us to understand, if you really think very carefully, how can possibly the blissful experience that you have that derived from gazing at each other in the deities, smiling, holding hands, can ascertain emptiness? It is very difficult, but we need to ask this question to ourselves, how possible it is really to, you know, transform those blissful experience into a wisdom that understands emptiness. So here, at this point, when we speak about the blissful experience, the blissful experience that we have are very gross, the gross level of blissful experience. It is extremely difficult for us to really to think, to imagine in such a group blissful experience that we have can ascertain emptiness, become a wisdom that understands emptiness. But when it comes to the practice of the Tantra, the very blissful experience that you have can become a wisdom that understanding emptiness by means of the yoga of samadhi. So here, the very purpose of, you know, in the law practice, the Tantra, the practice of, you know, observing or the gazing each other or the smiling at and holding hands are to, you know, aim towards, you know, realizing emptiness. The very practice of holding and smiling are aimed towards realizing emptiness because it is by means of gazing at each other, holding each other at and holding hands and with embracing and embracing with goddesses and so on, are, you know, which derive, will give rise to the blissful experiences. And that particular blissful experience must employ to ascertain emptiness. So then it says, in the page 75 where we read, the one says, it follows that the three types of bliss derived from observing and holding by hands do not comprehend emptiness because they are not taken as a path to develop the spatial awareness realizing emptiness. Reply, this should be analyzed, research, whether it is clearly stated in the excellent explanation of the great Jerembuchi, even though most of his followers explain that they do function in this way. So again, it tells us to examine and investigate or research. So then the next it says, again, one says, it follows that there is no difference in the speed of the path between the three lower classes of Tantra and perfection vehicle, because it has not been said that there is a difference in the strength of awareness realizing emptiness depending on whether desire is taken as the path. And then you can reply, that is not logically necessary because mantic stages, the relative swiftness of the three lower classes of the Tantra when compared to the perfection vehicle is due to the completing enlightened actions through many skillful methods, such as attaining many common siddhis in dependence on the power of deity yoga and mantra recitations, and due to being directly cared for and blessed by Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So this quotation states that paths of the lower tantras are quicker by means of the common siddhis and so forth, and it does not state that they are quicker due to the processing and awareness that comprehends emptiness more profoundly through taking desire as a path. So then here, there are numerous arguments that can be argued, because, and some says there's a possibility that, you know, possibility of taking a desire as a path, even in the lower tantra. But others says it is only the exclusive practice of the highest yoga tantra. So then that leaves an open question for us, how possible it is. So again, one says it follows that the path of the three lower classes of Tantra produce enlightenment without relying on the accumulating merits and wisdom for three countless eons, because these three are distinguished as a quicker path than the perfection vehicle. Reply, that is not logically necessary, because although the three lower classes of the Tantra are nominally quicker path than the perfection vehicle, they are not said to enable enlightenment in a single lifetime for or forego the needs to accumulate merits and wisdom for countless eons. So Mantra's stages states, the feature of highest yoga tantra is that it quickly produces enlightenment without relying on accumulating merits and wisdom for countless eons. So disciples of the three lower classes of tantra rely on entering the two stages of the highest yoga tantra to obtain the features, since it cannot be obtained by their path alone. Do not assume that the speed of the mantra is characterized only by attaining enlightenment in one life in the age of conflict, or the attaining enlightenment without relying on accumulating merits and wisdom for countless eons. So one thing what we can be certain, what is certain about reading through this text is it is completely not possible. It is certain that not possible for one to gain the state of enlightenment just by relying upon the path of three lower tantras. In order to gain this complete state of enlightenment, on the basis of this path, training on the three lower tantra, one then needs to engage in the practice, additional practice of highest yoga tantra to gain the state of enlightenment. So then, you do not accomplish Buddhahood in this life by merely practicing the path of three lower classes, for they are not superior to the generation stage of the unique highest path of mantra. What it really says here is now, because it is only relying upon the highest yoga tantra, one can then transform one's negative state of mind completely in the path of in the state of path or the in the aspect of the path or the nature of path, such as attachment can be transformed into the path, wisdom path, that leads to the state of enlightenment. Similarly, hostility can be transformed into the path that leads to the state of enlightenment. And however, in order for one to gain such a realizations, one must first engage in the practice, the proper practice of the three lower tantras. And it is on the basis of undertaking diligently and completely the practice of three lower tantra, one will then be able to to attain the path according to the highest yoga tantra, in accordance with highest yoga tantra. So here, you know, speaking about taking those attachments, hostilities into the aspect of the path, it's not easy at all. You know, it requires extremely extensive practices. So this will, you will be able to realize if you look at the the stories about disciple and the guru and disciple, such as Teruba and Nalupa. If you look at their story, that even if they arrive at the point that they can be able to transform their negative thoughts and emotions into the path, aspect of the path, but they will not do so, such as engaging in, in the sexual unions with the motherly consort without their permission of their own guru. Even someone who claims to be a highly realized tantric practitioners, in order to engage in such a practice, they should always receive the permission, and then their guru will thoroughly examine whether their disciple is qualified enough to really engage in such a practice, whether their disciple is really qualified enough to transform the blissful experience derived from attachment can be into this aspect of the path. So therefore, according to the stories, it says, guru will test their disciples, whether the disciple can transform their attachment into the path by testing the giving a test to their disciples, saying that, will you be able to extract all those the fruits from the trees at the one snap, one finger snap? You'll be able to, get all the fruits on the ground from the basket. And then on the one snap of one finger snap, the disciples must have a qualification to put all those fruits back to the tree when the one finger snaps. So this is the qualification that we required in order for one to really transform attachment into the state of the path. So if you look at the Naropa and Therupa's story again here, Naropa relied upon Therupa as his guru. Therupa has given him such a task that some of the hardships that Naropa has taken are life-threatening. 7 times life-threatening, nine times life-threatening, activities as given to his disciple Naropa by Therupa. So without that, in order to gain such a realization, we need to purify, accumulate merits, sufficient merits to transform those negative states of thoughts, negative states of mind into the aspect of the path. For instance, the gurus would test their disciples by, fishing and then killing the fish and bringing their life back. So those are the requirements for the qualified tantric practitioners. So those are the qualification which requires to rely oneself on the Rima, which means the female deities. So without which it is not possible for one to actually transform all these negative thoughts such as attachment into the aspect of the path. I would also recommend that if you can read the stories of Therupa and Naropa, it's a really, really inspiring and encouraging.
Kiwa shiuji rinne inna ya
So Naropa, Naropa is said to be one of the top-notch scholars in Nalanda University at the time. And during the time of Nalanda, during the time of Naropa, in the Nalanda, the top-notch scholars must guard their gates, the four gates. And Naropa is said to be the protector of the of the northern gate. And though he was a top-notch scholar, he was qualified enough to do whatever he could. But when it comes to the practice of the Tantra, he always relied upon his gurus and received proper instructions and tested by his gurus of his realizations of Tantra. So because why the Naropa was given as a, you know, as a the protector of the west, you know, the northern gate of the Nalanda, is because at that time there are a lot of non-Buddhist scholars who come to Tibet, Nalanda scholar with the Nalanda scholars. So, therefore, they at that time they tend to come through a northern gate, most of them. So then, in order to, you know, have a debate with the non-Buddhist scholars in India, so Nalanda University has appointed Naropa as a main person who could really have a debate with the non-Buddhist scholars. So then, here it is said that he was so brilliant and really intelligent, the Naropa was, so much so that everything that he reads the text, regardless of how, you know, thick the volumes are, just one single reading that he can be able to, he was able to memorize all of this. And at one time he was actually memorizing and reading and memorizing the root tantra of Chakrasambhara. And he came across with an elderly woman and asking him a question, what are you reciting? And then Naropa replied, I'm reciting the root tantra of Chakrasambhara. And then the elderly woman asked him, do you know how to read the words? And he said, I absolutely do. And then she actually smiled at him. And then she followed by saying that, do you understand the meaning of the text? And then Naropa said, yeah, being a, you know, the top-notch scholars. And yes, I do. You know, remember, I do understand the meaning of the text. Then the elderly woman started to cry, or weeping. So then to his surprise, Naropa, then he was so surprised and asked question back to the elderly woman, why are you smiling at me when I say that I know how to read the words? And why are you crying when I say that I do understand the meaning of the text? And then she replied, I was smiling because I'm so happy that you know how to read the words. And I was crying and weeping because you do not understand the meanings, although you claim that you understand the meanings. So then if you think that I do not understand the meaning of this text, and how can I, you know, understand these meanings? Can you guide me? And then she said, I have a person who is actually my brother by the name of Telopa. So you can go to him, approach him, and then he will teach you the meaning of this text. So from that onwards, at the moment the Naropa actually heard about the Telopa's name, he generated a tremendous devotion, an unprecedented, some kind of faith has actually generated within his mindstream. And this is how the tantric practice, regardless of how, intelligent you are, regardless of your understanding of the tantric texts, it is really important to rely upon the authentic guru. So as soon as she said that to the Naropa and guided him to his teacher, then she disappeared. So then she was appeared in later as an emanation of Vajrayogini, Rumshi said it's already late for 10 minutes, so we can take 15 minutes break. So, practicing Dharma is not a leisure. It is not not easy at all. It requires a lot of hardships, because particularly when it comes to the mental attitudes, we need to reverse our mental attitudes, which is not easy at all. It is very, very difficult, because our mental attitude is we're habituated being in this mental attitude from a beginningless of time. It is not easy at all. So then similarly, our actions need to be reversed. So therefore, if you look at the stories of Telopa and Naropa, it's a really encouraging and, something, because when the Telopa was looking for Naropa in the beginning, Naropa found Telopa in the field. He was cultivating field and working as a farmer. And then, and at one time, Telopa appears as a very, you know, humble person, being nearby the river and asking him, "And are you Telopa?" And then he keeps saying no. And then, when the Naropa, by observing his actions, sometimes his actions seems to be as completely different than someone in normal person. So then Naropa has a doubt that it might be a Telopa. Then Telopa, by saying yes, I am Telopa. And then again, when he look at his actions, then he, you know, wasn't been able to believe, convinced to believe that this is Telopa. Then he again said, "I'm not a Telopa." It is just kind of reading his mind, you know, whether you are actually, you know, your judgment, you know, mental judgment is read by his. And so then finally he was able to, you know, find the Telopa and accept it as a Telopa. At the time, you know, again, Telopa was actually, you know, fishing and eating a, you know, live fish, you know, barbecuing fish live and then eating it. And finally then he was able to, you know, generate a tremendous faith and admiration to the Telopa. Then finally he was able to found his, you know, able to find his guru Telopa. So this is how much hardship those, even the great beings have undergone. So we as our followers, you know, we need to accept all those hardships to practice Dharma. So then also there's a, to cut, you know, story short, as one time when the Naropa was following Telopa, you know, he kept following him. Even after accepting him being a Telopa, he wasn't really teaching a Dharma at the time, but he was keep following him everywhere. And at one time, they reached at one particular place, and then they, both of them, collected fireworks and make a bonfire. And then Telopa stated that if someone who is courageous enough to jump into this fire and burn him or herself, then I will teach the Dharma to that person. And it is because of his faith and his admiration, Naropa even jumped into the fire. He was burned and actually, you know, became ashes. However, it is due to the Guru's blessings. At the one snap of one finger snap, Naropa came back to life. So this is the kind of powers and, you know, realizations must possess if one claim oneself as the tantric practitioner.
Yes, sir.
So then again, at another point, you know, that's another story of Dilopa and Naropa. It's at one time, when they are passing by, they found at one city where the minister was getting a marriage. One of the minister was getting a marriage, in other words, the marriage ceremony. And then the Telopa asked Naropa again, if you are brave enough and courageous enough to hug the bride, and then I'll teach the Dharma to the person. And then Naropa again dressed like a Brahmin and holding a flower garland. That is a tradition that the Brahmin can hold a flower garland and, you know, offer the flower garland to the bride. It is that's a tradition in India. So therefore, Naropa himself dressed as a Brahmin and standing on in the line where the bride is actually coming. And then at the moment the bride reached to the Naropa, then Naropa went there and hugged her very, you know, tightly. So then they were all, you know, upset by the Naropa's action, and Naropa was brutally beaten. So these are all the hardships that Naropa had gone through by relying upon his teacher or this guru. All of these hardships are purpose of purification, purifying the negativities. You know, all of this, the hardship that they're given by their teacher or the disciples are to practice Dharma, to accumulate merits and purification of negative deeds. Just like the Marpa has given a very, you know, inconceivable tax to his disciple Milarepa. So if you look at those and then read those stories, sometimes you become emotional, sometimes it makes you laugh, sometimes it makes you cry. And, you know, if you really look at and think carefully and reading those stories, will really become a condition for development of your practice. It is not easy when we speak about practicing the Tantra. So then, now it says how to posit the five paths and the 10 grounds for the three lower classes of Tantra. That is page 79. The grounds and paths. Then this has three parts, how to posit the five paths and 10 grounds of the action Tantra. How to posit the five paths and the 10 grounds of the of performance Tantra, and how to posit the five paths and the 10 grounds of the yoga Tantra, and how to posit the five paths and 10 grounds of action Tantra, the path of accumulations. First, the path of accumulation of action Tantra is the path that begins from obtaining a fully qualified qualified initiation and producing the uncontrived pledge to attain Buddhahood through action Tantra. It extends up to but not including obtaining the insight realizing emptiness derived from meditating on the observation and bestowing freedom at the limit of sound. So then the path of preparation of the action Tantra is the path that that extends from the inside up to but not including the perceptual realization of emptiness due to cultivating that absorption. And the path of seeing of action Tantra is that the path that extends from the perceptual comprehension of emptiness through the absorption up to but not including the generation of the direct antidote to the crossage of the cross afflictive object to the abandon by the path of meditations. And the path of meditation of the action is the path that extends from the absorptions, bestowing freedom at the limit of sound, that is the direct antidote to the crossest of the cross afflictive object to be abandoned by the path of meditation, up to the point preceding enlightenment attained through the path of action Tantra. The path of normal learning of the action Tantra is the path establishing Buddhahood through this tantric path. So it is similar to the Perfection Wisdom Sutra, in the sutra systems, when that individual is on the path of accumulation and path of preparations, they have not gained insight into the emptiness directly. They have not gained insight into the perceptual understanding or the perceptual attainment of emptiness. So the practitioner is transcends from the path of preparation to the path of seeing, then individual said to be gained insight, direct insight into the emptiness.
Mm-hmm.
So then here, when it comes to the application of application of antidotes, so gross level of afflictions requires do not require a very strong antidote of antidotes. It is towards to apply the antidotes, the strong applied or the powerful antidotes, it's required for the subtle level of afflictions. It is similar to, again, to the sutra system. It is, again, in the sutra system, there's the more your delusion becomes subtler, the powerful, the stronger application of antidotes is required. And similarly, in the tantric system, it requires the more your subtle the delusions become subtler, the stronger and powerful antidotes is required. So then here we reach the text again. The first ground is the path of seeing. The second ground exists once you attain the direct antidote to the crosses of the cross effective object to the abandoned by the path of meditations. The third ground exists once you attain the direct antidote to the moderately cross afflictions. The fourth ground exists once you attain the direct antidote to the subtlest of the cross afflictions. The fifth and sixth and seventh grounds are established respectively by the attainment of the direct antidotes to the three levels of the medium afflictions. The eighth ground is established by the simultaneous attainment of the direct antidotes to all three levels of the subtle afflictions. You also abandon the cross knowledge and obscuration on the eight grounds. The ninth ground is established by the attainment of the direct antidote to the intermediate level of knowledge obscurations. The tenth ground established by the attainment of the direct antidote to the subtle level of knowledge obscurations. The direct antidote to the subtlest level of knowledge obscuration is posited as the pristine wisdom of the final accumulation and so on. So this must be asserted in accordance with the sutra system of the Prasangika school, because the Buddha has not explained in any scriptures, source, that the method of abandon both obscuration in the three lower classes of Tantra is different from the perfection vehicle, and neither is this established by logic.
Tanju
So it is about till the accumulation of part of accumulation, part of preparation is pretty much similar to the perfection vehicle. In the perfection vehicle, one cannot reach, one cannot attain the path of accumulations just by generating great compassion alone. Because individual will attain path of accumulations only when the individual attain bodhicitta. At the moment that individual has actually generated bodhicitta within the mind stream of the individual, then individual is said to be on the first path, which is the path of accumulation according to the perfection vehicle. So then here, if you look at this text, how to posit the five paths and 10 grounds of performance tantra and yoga tantra. The path of accumulation of each of these two tantras are the path extending from first producing the uncontrived pledge to attain enlightenment to either path up to but not including the obtaining inside realization emptiness due to meditating on the yoga without signs of either tantra. So uncontrived the pledge to attain enlightenment through the other path of up to not including obtaining the rasa emptiness due to the meditation on the yoga without signs of either. So here there are distinction between the generation of bodhicitta and generation of special bodhicitta or just sublime bodhicitta. So generation of bodhicitta here merely refers to having aspiration to attain enlightenment for the sake of all other sentient beings. And in the tantric, when it comes to the generated bodhicitta, it's said to be the generation of supreme bodhicitta, because it says by means of relying upon the particular practice, such as action tantra or the performance tantras and so on, may I gain the state of enlightenment for the benefit of all of the sentient beings. So you're not really saying that, not only that you're wishing to gain the state of enlightenment for the benefit of the sentient beings, but you're fully committed to engaging in this particular practice to gain the state of enlightenment for the benefit of all other beings. So this generation of bodhicitta is said to be the entrance to becoming oneself as a practitioner of Mahayana. And then on top of that, if you add yourself as a practitioner of Tantra, by means of one particular tantric practice, such as action to performance or yoga or bhaisa yoga, by means of this particular practice, may I gain state of enlightenment for the benefit of all other sentient beings, then this particular bodhicitta will become what we call the supreme bodhicitta, generation of supreme bodhicitta.
내가 같이 나가서 유대 어머니 유대 어머니 소람지 주지 장군지 장육생 소 관심 대박의 시리 시에 나나 추진했어 유대 어머니 남의 마다 추지 그다음에 나나 사주교를 드리지 내 말인데 하나 많이 미치겠어 나 정말 많이 미 나 많이 미치나야 맞췄어 그날에 되지 관심 대박의 나 많이 받아 임받아 관심 대박의 정말 많이 미치나야 맞췄어
Yes. Again, let's read through the text. It says, one says, take the path explained in the perfection vehicle, such as love, compassion, and bodhicitta, that exist in the mental continuum of someone on the path of accumulation of the Lord Tantra. It follows that they are the path of Lord Tantra because you, so in the parenthesis it says Ngaung Palden, assert this method of oppositing the five paths and the 10 grounds of this Tantra. That is unacceptable because these are not path of mantra because they are not path exclusive to mantra. Then reply, that is not logically necessary. And then the path shared with the perfection vehicle said, again, this scholar says, taking that same subject, it follows that they are perfection vehicle's path because they are shared perfection vehicle path. Reply, that is not logically necessary because a pristine awareness comprehending the 16 aspect of impermanence and so forth in the mental continuum of bodhisattva is shared intermediate scope path but not all intermediate scope path and this is similar. So we'll stop here with this today. And if you have any questions, we'll take a few questions.
I noticed that, at least in the West, that the empowerments that are given to students are action tantra empowerments and highest yoga tantra empowerments. I don't know of others in the other two classes. Is there a reason for this? Are these two classes of tantra taught elsewhere? And why is that?
The Quran that gave in that and the Badu Chikta Nujolia that Kawan, the Wanjin Nangeda, the Chenan Nangi, that Kivishin and the Rimbichi Rikshi Yorubas. To get some work in Mancha, the Chik Chaguda Nangelana may be good. Dingin Yik, Chibu Nangitamato, Indiparalia. So I don't see any particular reason for that, because here again, when conferring empowerment, and the disciples, the guru must observe the disciples and have a certain level of understanding of his or her capacity of engaging in the particular practice, such as Action Tantra or Performance Tantra or Saisya Tantra and so forth. And so based on the qualification or the place, based on the mental capacity of the disciples, then the empowerments are conferred. And then also there's another thing that, you know, the guru who is actually conferring the empowerments, his or her own main practice is Haisya Yoga Tantra. Then such an individual, such a, you know, teacher or the master will confer Haisya Yoga Tantra's empowerment. And his or her main practice is Action Tantra, that she will again confer the Action Tantra's empowerment and so forth. Don't see any, you know, particular reason why the masters are not actually conferring the two other classes of Tantra empowerment. So this is also again another thing that, you know, the disciples who actually request guru to confer empowerment, you know, they may request guru to confer empowerment on longevity, the long life, such as, you know, white Tara's empowerments and so on, and that belongs to the Action Tantra. And then, you know, some may request guru to engage, you know, confer empowerments on high Silva Tantras and so forth. So again, it is disciples who actually make this request to the guru. According to their, then guru confer the teachings of empowerments. Stop here.
Yeah.